I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The government of Mexico is at war with drug traffickers. It has deployed the Mexican army to several cities along the U.S.-Mexico border where drug trafficking is a problem. One of those cities is Reynosa, Mexico. It sits just south of McAllen, Texas. Both towns are growing fast, thanks to free trade and maquiladoras. Those are the assembly line factories in Mexico that produce goods for export. The World's Lauren Matalon reports that Reynosa's economy is booming in spite of the Mexican army's presence.
Reynosa's police chief has been fired for protecting drug traffickers. Mexican soldiers, for the second time this year, have confiscated guns from local police to check their weapons' connections to drug-related murders. The Mexican army lost three soldiers last week, killed by suspected cartel hitmen. Signs are posted everywhere, showing a Mexican soldier and the words, "We are here to help you." The signs show a phone number citizens can call if they have information on Reynosa's notoriously violent drug cartel. As in other border communities where you see convoys on military trucks passing by, the Army's deployment has spurred violence by breaking up a long-standing arrangement by which local police took bribes and allowed cartels to go about their business, which include wholesale attacks on their rivals. Now the Army has entered the fray, and the cartels in Reynosa are targeting soldiers as well.
Well, it's certainly very intimidating. It's a third world country. It's no man's land. It's a wild, wild west, I guess.
I drove into Reynosa with cross-border businessman Roberto Garcia. He lives in McAllen and dreads entering Reynosa.
The drug cartels and the human smugglers, they have a lot of the enforcement agencies in their pocket, and it's very just scary to not know that when you come across one of these guys, whether he's one of the good ones or one of the bad ones.
Scary though it is, Garcia goes to Reynosa regularly because he supplies equipment to the maquilas. And those factories are thriving. This week, investors in the electronics industry from Japan and Belgium are touring Reynosa's heavily protected industrial parks. Several foreign companies have committed to opening operations here for two reasons. Mexican labor is inexpensive. Many workers earn around $80 a week. And under the terms of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, taxes and customs fees are extremely low, non-existent in some cases, boosting corporate profits. Then there's Reynosa's location across from McAllen, Texas, and its interstate heading north.
See, this facility here, we're making various medical products for the entire world.
New Jersey-born Joe Almeida also lives in McAllen, but he manages a German-American-owned maquila that produces braces, bandages, plaster casts, and sterile gloves for hospitals in 37 countries. He's also president of the Reynosa Maquiladora Association. Almeida oversees 450 workers who flock to Reynosa from other parts of Mexico and Central America. From Tijuana to Reynosa, a million workers are employed in assembly line operations that account for a third of Mexico's GDP. Almeida says the military's arrival was welcomed initially after a particularly bloody day in the next town, but that was last January. Now, Almeida says the army is slowing down cars and trucks coming to and from the maquilas, where so far there's been no drug-related violence.
There's probably no reason to start inspecting the same car three or four times a week, especially with guys that are coming across the border every day and you're stopping the same car. Seeing my face four times in a row would say, the car is the same as it was yesterday. There's no need to pull me over and spend another 10 to 15 minutes of your time inspecting under the hood, inspecting under my rugs, and inspecting my glove compartment. When I'm telling you, I'm the same guy as yesterday.
Rodolfo Campo works in the maquilas. He wants the Mexican soldiers to leave.
Afecta un poco en mis hijos.
He says, my children are affected. He says they're frightened by the military's presence, and sometimes he says his children are too frightened to go to school. He adds a prolonged stay by the army has hurt Reynosa's non-maquila businesses downtown. On the other side, at the University of Texas in McAllen, economist Cynthia Ann Brown empathizes with Campo.
The concern on this side of the border is always the flow of trade back and forth across the border because so much of our economy is dependent upon that cross-border trade that also could be impacted by the militarization.
The Mexican government is trying to strike a balance between curbing violent drug traffickers and keeping legitimate commerce flowing freely. It sent in the army because stopping drugs is a priority for both countries. But so are the maquilas, because they're providing jobs for people who'd otherwise migrate north. For The World, I'm Lorne Madelon in Reynosa, Mexico.
You can see Lorne Madelon's pictures from Reynosa at theworld.org.